This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. People in southeastern Vermont are bracing for an economic fallout once the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant closes later this year. But Entergy, the corporation that owns Yankee, will provide a $10 million payment to the state of Vermont to help deal with the loss of the hundreds of jobs once the plant shuts down. The question is, how will the state spend the money? Howard Weiss-Tisman has been following this story for the Brattleboro Reformer, and he joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Howard, thanks for speaking with us again.
Good morning, Mitch. Thanks for calling.
Now, Governor Shulman seems keen on putting the money into a revolving loan fund. Why does he favor that approach?
Well, the governor was in town on Wednesday talking about this, and he and Secretary Pat Moulton, Agency of Commerce and Community Development Secretary, were saying that if it's put in a revolving loan fund, there's a better chance that Windham County will be able to use this money year after year, that if they just give it away in the form of grants, it'll disappear quickly. And the idea about starting a revolving loan fund is that it's replenished and it'll be able to serve the community forever, really, as long as it keeps going.
What about those grants that have been discussed as an option? What would that mean for people in the region and who potentially would benefit?
Well, what's made this story so interesting is that there's still a lot of questions about it. And even Secretary Moulton and Governor Shumlin, they admitted that there's a lot of balls still in the air. They haven't decided how much of the money is going to go into a loan fund and how much of the money is going to be paid in grants. The whole process is not even 100% solidified yet. Pat Moulton said that the first applications are going to be ready for prime time, so to speak, in the next week or so. And the applications are going to be due 60 days after that. So this is uncharted territory. They've never had a pot of money like this to distribute. So they're kind of making it up as they go.
Well, does the $10 million come to Vermont in just one big chunk right up front, or is it sort of parsed out over time?
Yeah, it's going to be paid in five $2 million installments. The money's going to flow through the Agency of Commerce and Community Development. One thing that the administration has made very clear is that this money is going to stay in Windham County. The state is not going to skim off it. No other communities in Vermont are going to have access to it. And the money is only going to be used for businesses and economic development down here in southeastern Vermont.
Well, that's got to sound good to people in that section there who are obviously very worried about so many jobs being lost when the plant closes. Has there been any talk, Howard, of the money going directly to Vermont Yankee employees?
Former State Representative Patty O'Donnell, she's now chair of the Vernon Select Board, said that the workers and former workers of Vermont Yankee should have greater access to this money. In the matrix that the state is kind of putting together, they give kind of points to applications, how many jobs they'll create, what the economic impact will be. There's a long list, and former Vermont Yankee workers get five extra points for being former employees. Patty O'Donnell thought that it should have been even stronger than that. She said that they should have access to the money, but it's still not clear how that's going to play out.
Howard, you've been reporting on this story as it's been developing for a long time now, really ever since Yankee announced that it was going to shut down. Is there any sense that you've been able to gauge on how those about to be former employees of Yankee are feeling about whether or not they're going to stay in Windham County, or whether some of them are saying, I'm not going to stick around to see how this money is going to get parsed out. I've got to move on and look for a place to live and work elsewhere.
Yeah, we haven't heard much about that. There was, interesting, another nuclear power plant from out west, and I can't remember exactly from where it was, maybe Idaho or something. They actually held a job fair in Brattleboro a month ago or so. They took out a full-page ad in our newspaper and kind of made a good push that they were looking for workers. But as everyone has said, this is going to be a long process as Vermont Yankee closed down and decommissioned. So the bulk of the jobs are not going to be lost, at least for another 4 or 5 years, and the decommission is going to go on long after that. So it's going to be a bit of a dribble, but certainly when the plant closes down, that impact is going to be felt. At least it's going to start next year.
So all these ideas about what to do with the money, as you say, are still being kicked around. Nothing's set in stone yet. I wonder, Howard, about Yankee itself and the site. It'll be a while, as you said before, the plant is totally decommissioned. Is there any kind of a vision for what might replace Yankee and Vernon?
Boy, that really hasn't been talked about. I mean, people talking about Greenfield, it's hard to say. I mean, what has really been talked about is that the whole electrical infrastructure is there, obviously. So there has been some talk about solar or some other kind of energy generation. One thing about the fund, which has been interesting to watch, is that a lot of people have been a little restless while the state has figured out what to do. We have down here the Southeastern Vermont Economic Development Strategies, which is a group of economic development specialists and leaders from municipalities who have been kind of working on the post-VY economy for a while. And when this money was announced, the people from CEVEDS thought that they should have a stronger voice in how the money was distributed. And the state has kind of been playing its cards close to its vests. Pat Moulton has said that the work that CEVEDS has done is going to be considered. And the governor said he and members of his administration will come down to Windham County as much as is needed. So it's going to evolve in the next year or two.
All right. We'll keep following your reporting on this. Howard Weiss-Tisman is a reporter for the Brattleboro Reformer. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mitch.